Mic check, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2.
Councilmember Martin, we need a couple more minutes for the system to switch over from CDHR to public safety.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Councilmember Martin, if it's your pleasure, we're going to go ahead and get started while the system's still rebooting.
June 14th, Public Safety and Legal Administration Committee is now convened. To my right is Councilperson Carla Smith. To her left is Councilperson Cleta Winslow. We have staff to
Yes, sir, that's correct. And each council member has a copy at their desk.
Weather's bad outside, so we're going to try to move it, get things on the way. We have been called to order and introduced the members, so I would like to adopt the agenda and approval of the minutes. It's been moved. Any discussion? Here, favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
That both our minutes and the agenda has been approved with the walk-in paper on the adoption of the agenda. Code enforcement, there's a report that we should have. Police Department's quarterly report is at home. That gets us to the consent agenda. Chair will entertain a motion on have a motion to accept it and approve the consent agenda. Is there any discussion?
So, is he going to make a presentation?
No.
Well, in light that he's not, I was here, so I would like to comment on it before we just go after. It's some citizens who are concerned about it.
Okay.
It says on the agenda where it is on the agenda, Ms. Smith.
Let it be on the agenda. Yeah, let us finish. We'll get right back. I believe we have present with the school board member, Byron Amos. I'd like to acknowledge him, and we're still moving forward. Mr. Dickens, you have something on the agenda. That's right, you are to be appointed. All right, so we are through with the adoption of the consent agenda and moving to the first items. Ruffin, you want to take the communication pieces now.
Councilman Martin, if it's your pleasure, can we go ahead and accept the claims? Accept the claims.
Discussion on claims. Hearing none, all in favor, let you know by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, that the record show that the claims have.
That brings us to item G, communications, page 16, item number 1, 16C, 5083, a communication by Council President Caesar C. Mitchell appointing Mr. Rob Smith to serve as a member of the Public Safety and Judicial Facilities Authority. This appointment is for a term of 4 years, scheduled to begin at the date of Council confirmation.
Hey. All right. My name is Rob Smith. I'm in Grant Park at 474 Park Avenue, 30312. I'm happy that President Mitchell has appointed me to this position. I appreciate that. I'm here to serve, and I'd love to serve my city in any way I can. So thank you very much. Pardon? Oh, okay. You need more. Okay. All right. I've lived in the city of Atlanta since my partner and I moved here in 2000. We lived in Grant Park for about 14 years now. I started a real estate career after being in advertising and marketing because I wanted to know my community and get involved in my community more. And in doing that over the past 10 years, that's led me to actually do exactly that. And I find that I have some available time to do a little bit more for my community and for my city, and so that's why I want to serve. So thank you.
I don't know where you find your time. He does a lot for the neighborhood. I'm going to make a motion to approve.
That's your pleasure.
Thank you all very much.
David, just a moment. Let me know by saying
aye.
Is that how that goes? Thank you very much, Carla. Thank you.
Next move.
The next step is your communication will be forward to our full council meeting, which is Monday, June the 20th, but you do not need to be present, and you'll be contacted by the clerk of courts to take your oath.
All right.
Item number 2, 16C, 5084, a communication by Council President Caesar C. Mitchell appointing Ms. Marilyn Blackwell Wynn to serve as a community appointment to the pre-arrest diversion initiative design team, scheduled to begin on the date of council confirmation.
Yeah. So good afternoon, and I thank Cecil Mitchell for nominating me to be a part of Pre-Arrest Diversion Initiative design team. My name is Marilyn Nguyen, and I'm co-founder of Women on the Rise. I'm also born and raised in Atlanta. I am also formerly incarcerated, and I wanted to give a little background about why I feel like I should be on the design team. Being formerly incarcerated everybody know what it means, but I worked on this initiative from the beginning up until now, and I, being formerly incarcerated, have been able to organize, form my own organization, and it's Women on the Rise, which is ran by formerly incarcerated women that have been impacted by the criminal justice system. And also, I was actually supposed to be in D.C. today, but I felt like this work is more important than being in D.C., and I have been able to pull myself up out of the criminal justice system and become a productive citizen, and I think and know with my experience and my expertise as being arrested that I'll be a vital instrument to the design team to help people like me come up out of it and be productive citizens.
Motion is to approve. Discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye. And thank you for being willing to serve. You will
thank
be
you.
So helpful. I
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Right.
Going by.
That brings us to item number 3, 16C-5087, a communication by Council President Cesar C. Mitchell appointing Councilmember Andre Dickens to serve as a member of the Pre-Arrest Diversion Initiative design team, scheduled to begin on the date of council confirmation.
About yourself, sir.
All right. My name is Andre Dickens. I'm a member of the Atlanta City Council, post 3 at large, born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia. And just delighted to have the opportunity to serve our city one more time by helping folks get a second chance and then get a pathway to productivity. Hopefully we'll be able to do that with our police, with our judicial system, and with this council too. Good. Done with my speech anyway.
Session here, none of them. Oh. You say something about you wanted a background check on him.
No, a background check.
Council Martin, if there's Councilmember Martin, if there's no objection, I would like to move to the held items for communications to bring two items off of held. So page 25, item number 23, 16C-5072, a communication by Mayor Kasim Reed appointing Mr. Byron Amos to serve as a member of the License Review Board for a term of 2 years, scheduled to begin on the date of council confirmation.
Good afternoon. Byron Amos, an Atlanta native, proud member of City Council District 3, born and raised in Vine City. Being asked to serve is really an honor, so I accept this appointment to be able to stand in the gaps of my residents and the citizens of the City of Atlanta, and I just stand ready to serve in all places that I'm at. Thank you.
That brings us to the next item, still on page 25, item number 24, 16C-5073, a communication by Mayor Kasim Reed appointing Ms. Michonne Williams to serve as a member of the License Review Board for a term of 2 years, scheduled to begin on the date of council confirmation.
Aye. I'm sorry.
Tell us a little bit about
Sure. Good afternoon. I am Michonne Williams, and I just first want to say that I have moved to Atlanta about 20 years ago, began my student studies here at the Clark Atlanta University, and I've continued to stay in the Atlanta area ever since. So just a few words, a little bit about me since, and First, I want to express thanks and give appreciation for being considered to have a seat on the licensing board. I'm thoroughly intrigued and interested in the position because of someone that has lived in the city for almost 20 years. I am a strong proponent for the city of Atlanta and all that it brings and the tapestry that we are able to create here in the city. As we are a growing metropolis like Atlanta, it is a continued great city, and the business growth and the ingenuity is very important to me to continue to see that growth over the next 20 years. As a member of the licensing board, I will have a front row seat to see the growing businesses and the sprouting changes that are coming about the city of Atlanta. Additionally, as a woman that has obtained her MBA, I will be able to utilize my expertise in analyzing the people and the businesses that come before the licensing board to seek licensing for their businesses. Finally and selfishly, I am a foodie and someone that loves to frequent new restaurants in the city of Atlanta, and I'd have a front row seat in being able to play a role in helping those businesses become a part of our city. Thank you.
Question? Mr. Bond.
I just want to compliment you on your willingness to serve, but those are some of the best prepared remarks that I've heard from someone who's been nominated to serve on any board down here in a long time.
Well, thank you.
So thankful for your thoughtfulness and making your presentation to
us. It's important to me. Thank you.
Well, she did finish a lot.
Go to CAU, right?
Yes. Thank you.
We have a motion to approve. Discussion? Hearing none, all of us in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
I'm giving you instructions.
The Sheikh has been working with me, yes. Okay, I'm sure.
That brings us to item number 4 on page 17. Section H, ordinances for second read, 160-1338, an ordinance by Councilmember C.T. Martin waiving the requirements for Chapter 2, Article 7, Division 1, Section 2-783H of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Atlanta, Georgia, entitled Defense in Civil Litigation, Payment of Judgments or Monetary Settlements, and authorizing payments of the judgment plus interest against Officer Dorn M. Lawrence in the case of Dr. J. Berger versus Dorn M. Lawrence, civil action file number 113 CB 3251 RWS in the United States District Court, Northern Division of Georgia, Atlanta Division, in the amount of $125,266.57, authorizing payment of $125,266.57 to be charged to and paid from the funds listed below, authorizing the Chief Financial Officer to distribute the settlement amount and for other purposes. That brings us to section I, resolutions on page 18, item number 5, 16R3825, a resolution by Public Safety and Legal Administration Committee authorizing the mayor or his designee to accept a donation from the Georgia Emergency Management Agency to aid the City of Atlanta's ongoing effort to protect itself from terroristic acts with specialized tactical equipment on behalf of the Department of Police. The total donation is not to exceed the amount of $11,500.00 and for other purposes.
Good afternoon. Erica Shields, Deputy Chief, Atlanta Police Department. Request permission to accept this money from GEMA to buy some equipment for SWAT.
Item number 6, 16R3826, a resolution by Public Safety and Legal Administration Committee authorizing the mayor or his designee to accept a donation from the Georgia Emergency Management Agency to aid the City of Atlanta's ongoing effort to protect itself from terroristic acts with specialized tactical equipment on behalf of the Department on behalf of the police department, the total donation is not to exceed the amount of $133,000.00 and for other purposes.
Pleasure. To approve, discussion, here none, all those in favor, let me know by saying aye.
Thank you.
Item number 7, 16R3827, a resolution by Public Safety and Legal Administration Committee authorizing the settlement of all claims against the City of Atlanta in the case of Ramona Bull versus City of Atlanta, civil action file number 15EV002222, Fulton County State Court, in the amount of $75,000, authorizing said amount to be charged to and paid from the funds listed below, authorizing the Chief Financial Officer to distribute the total settlement amount, and for other purposes.
Discussion? Here none. All those in favor, let me know by saying aye. Opposed? Let the record show that we approved. And Ms. Dashika, do we have the paper?
Correct. We have a walk-in paper, and each council member has a copy of the walk-in paper on their desk. Councilmember Martin, can I go ahead and sound in the legislation? Okay. A resolution by Public Safety and Legal Administration Committee authorizing the mayor or his designee on behalf of the Atlanta Police Department in Fulton County, Georgia, to apply for and accept a joint Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistant Grant from the United States Department of Justice Bureau of Justice Assistance in the amount of $590,651 with no matching funds for the purpose of supporting law enforcement and criminal justice activity and for other purposes.
Motion to accept and approve. Any discussion?
Aye.
Councilmember Martin, that takes care of all our legislative items. The next is public comment.
Young lady, white hat on, the policeman. Address your issue. Is that correct? I said the policeman has addressed your issue. Is that correct? Is that correct? Yes, ma'am. You. Say what now?
Speak.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You, Ms. Jordan.
That's correct. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Romans 13:3. When the law agrees with the evil, then it has become the enemy of God. But we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully. 1 Timothy 1:8. The authorities can misuse the law. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unruly and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, 1 Timothy 1:9. These actions destroy people, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that's contrary to the sound doctrine, 1 Timothy 1:10, Jesus is asking, don't destroy yourselves by committing these actions. Let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins, James 5:20. Certain actions causes death. God's word is designed to save us from hell. This is what the law shall observe, the word of God first, because the word of God give us life and not death.
I can use more of that stuff. That's good stuff there. Ron Shakir, Southwest Atlanta. There was supposed to be a couple presentations I wanted to comment on, and one was code enforcement, and let me just say the code enforcement comments I wanted to arise to speak on is that the courts are being flooded with code enforcement. And it's been a whip that four or five of y'all council persons have been whipping and snapping for about 12 years now. Well, you see who's in court is low income, senior citizens, and I would just hope that at some point you put your head inside their courtrooms and see the impact of what's going on with that, the disparity of income. If you know anything about the different segments of this city, you would know that it's going to be a high price, or if you're targeting one segment of the city, you can get that. Well, I've been in residence houses on the north side and rode up and down those streets. If you're looking for a problem, you can find it. Well, those are the kind of things we find in people in court, and they're being dragged in. But there's some federal regulations that's being violated in that right there. And then the police quarterly report, where the code enforcement, I haven't seen but one of those in months, but the quarterly report from the police department, Mr. Martin, I stated from this podium when the entertainment was coming here in Atlanta to this film company and the push for that, I asked that I would hope that for dimes and nickels that the image of this city would not be sold to products like 48 Hours and Have You. And I was promised or told that no, we won't be positioning ourselves and our city for that. Well, when you don't demonize a city enough and its citizens and its communities enough, you can always turn the blood and you can always highlight that. Well, now Atlanta is part of the premier cities that highlight blood and gore. That type of effort should be really maybe into some prevention, maybe into some education and some counseling, some mediation that could occur in communities. And we have models in our community that people have participated in that. Then there's a matter of, after that, is my public comment that I wanted to speak on, is that the Chamber of Commerce.
10 more seconds.
Holy mackerel, where'd that come from? What? Somebody say something? Who said that? Ms. Smith? Oh, but this was in public this was in presentations I was made it. Ms. Smith suggested we get to the agenda. I went to that. But I'm in the public comments now. Matter of fact, I didn't know I was on the clock, but don't have something here that say public remarks. It doesn't have a time on it, but that's okay. I just heard the voice. I was looking at Mr. Martin. Give me a minute. Calm down. I didn't know you was an elected official. Mr. Martin, the concern that I raise here now in public comment is this. This is the committee I used to come to since 1980, or it might have been not 80, might have been in the 70s, where I had to get a business license, a vendor's license. I mean, now I see a clock shoot up there. You know, now it's all over the place. It's just a distraction. You know, they write a book on those kind of distractions that they do. You know, Mr. Martin don't have it on here. But anyway, let me finish my comment.
Have the equipment.
Okay. I have come to this committee as a vendor, and I had to go through, I believe, 1, 2, 3, at least 4 of y'all, and usually it's 5 of y'all, that I and other citizens, and a Reverend King, Mrs. Smith. Yeah, I've seen you at some of the meetings over in the Hank Aaron area. And you know Reverend King and his family. Well, just recently, a couple years ago, or a year and a half ago, he applied for a fruit stand to sell produce and fruit. Well, he also found out that he had to get fingerprinted every 3 months. Now, this is a matter where the justice or the feel is so absurd that a citizen would actually have to get fingerprinted once every 10 years. But no, we have a person who ran downtown vending and made sure, and now it's closed. Those were citizens and parents. And there was a Chamber of Commerce that was behind that. But where is our Chamber of Commerce now when we have the 40, 50 years of fingerprint checking or so of cars for hire? But now we see acts of violence and so-called terrorism. That was definitely terrorizing. You understand? And what we have? We don't have the council immediately, in light of the discussions that have been going on. We have lawyers that sit here, citizens who sit here. What have they done? Mr. Martin, that's a question I want to ask you. Oh, okay, you support me. You don't have it on the agenda on the minutes, Mr. Martin. That hadn't been your M.O., but you may be changing it. I don't know. But sit down as soon as possible, as quick as possible. Got to go. Okay. All right. Well, I was just trying to get a point. I have waited. I have been here at the beginning of the first agenda at the first meeting. That's okay. And I wanted to address the fact of, to Mr. Bond's point, you understand, the citizens have to address our the vehicles that guide and govern this here, our communities. And for us to have citizens in the community who's getting, have to have a fingerprint police background check every 3 months, is there any scientific information? Mr. Bond, you was in the criminal, you was in that type of business, public safety business. Does citizens' fingerprint change in 3 months? Mr. Young, you was very active in controlling and keeping down public vending in this city. You know, do the fingerprints change every 3 months? But that's okay. Right now, we have the jewel of Atlanta, and we're not going to have no kind of requirements similar to that.
7 minutes, and we'll get you an answer. Thank you.
In 7 minutes, you'll give me an answer?
No, you've been on for 7 minutes.
Okay, well, can you tell me when
we're going to get you an answer?
I'm just loving it.
Can you tell me when we can get some kind of
We are going to get you an answer
data
to your question.
Okay, now, I just want to fry this. Can you give me some data in the housing code of citizens and single-family houses who's being ticketed in that department? I would appreciate if you could. I'm requesting that citizens over 65 years of age who's getting ticketed in housing code and what their fines are.
All right, thank you. Someone will get that. Ms. Ruffin, will you get that from Mr. Sherrod for the next meeting? Is there any other matters to be brought before us today? If not,
Councilmember Martin, yes. We have one more item. I was just been told. Page 26, item number 25, 16C 5075, a communication from Mayor Kasim Reed submitting his appointment of Mr. Richard Turnley to serve as the Director of the Public Safety and Judicial Facilities Authority for the City of Atlanta. This appointment is for a term of 4 years, scheduled to begin at the date of council confirmation. Unfortunately, Mr. Turnley cannot be present today, but the administration is requesting that this communication move forward without recommendation to COC, and he'll appear at the COC meeting.
Okay. It's been moved. Ms. Bottoms has a question.
On the adverse report, I was not in here when we took a vote on that, but I do want to abstain on one of these. So I guess it needs to be pulled from that report because I want more information on this claim.
Okay, if it's a claim matter, then it means that you were requesting to go back and
motion to reconsider.
Reconsider. And Mr. Young has made that motion. Any discussion? All those in favor, let it know by saying aye.
Aye.
Wrong, know that it's opposed. And we are now back on the claims. The chair will entertain a motion on the claims. That we approve all of them except, which one is it?
This is the claim of Tracy Smith. It's number 75, the... I'm sorry, did you need
the number?
Claim number CL15L0420.
That's the one.
And I would just like to speak with someone before full council on Monday, please. I'm assuming you all don't have this information. handy. All right.
To approve all the claims except that one. Shall I entertain a motion? What is the point?
Point of order.
Correct.
That claim being before us. All those in favor, signify by aye. And then all opposed.
All those in
Correct.
All those in favor of the claim.
Well, I'm sorry. Let me just, I want to make sure, I need to get additional information, and I'm assuming, thank you. That sounds like that would be the better motion. Thank you. Thank you.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, let the record show that.
And I move that we authorize the remainder of the claims as we did previously, with the motion to adverse those that have a recommendation of adverse and approving those that have a recommendation of approval.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Let the record show. Is there any other business, Ms. Ruffin, to come before us?
That takes care of all our legislative items. We moved it forward without recommendation. We voted.
We did?
Yes, sir.
All right. Other business, we are adjourned. You want one?